they are able to influence with their wisdom people that they already know that are in their networks. It is super important for them to build and maintain their personal and professional networks because, like I just said, this is how they get their opportunities and this is also who they influence with their message.
Welcome to the Lifestyle, Relationship, and Career Human Design podcast, where we use human design to help you be on purpose so you can fulfill your potential in all areas of life. I'm Vanessa Naja, and I am so excited to share this incredible system with you. It's always a good idea to have your human design chart when listening. You can get yours for free at vanessanaja.com/free chart.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 33 of the podcast, where we will be talking about the fourth line in human design. Now remember the lines, if you have a fourth line in your profile, this is going to be a very big part of who you are. However, you do have these qualities in other aspects of your design as well. So even if this is not a part of your profile, you may still very strongly resonate. The fourth line, in traditional human design, this is called the opportunist. And that might not sound very good, but we'll go into why it's called that in a second. In BG5, the business and career application of the human design system, we call the fourth line the influencer, which does sound a little bit better, doesn't it? Now, the fourth line is the foundation of transpersonal relationships. They are the networkers of the human design system. Fourth lines really value their relationships. Their networks and their communities are extremely important because their opportunities, opportunists, their opportunities come to them through their networks and through people that they already know and have relationships with. They are able to influence with their wisdom people that they already know that are in their networks. It is super important for them to build and maintain their personal and professional networks because, like I just said, this is how they get their opportunities and this is also who they influence with their message. And fourth lines can be deeply, deeply influential on others. Again, they are the foundation of transpersonal relationships. Their relationships are so important to them, and they will often have very, very deep, profound, lifelong relationships. And it's not necessarily a quantity thing, but more of a quality thing. They could have a lot of relationships, of course. This is super important for them. However, they really have deep, profound relationships that are often lifelong relationships. Fourth lines can really, trust is super important to them. And I know trust is important to everybody. It's especially important to fourth lines. And when somebody betrays them, it can be really hard to recover from. So again, you know, being in these tight bonds, these important relationships, these important connections, when that trust is broken, that can be really difficult for them, more so than other people. So the fourth lines in BG5, we call them the influencer. They take their wisdom and their message, whatever their message is, and are able to deeply influence other people in their networks with their own message. The fourth line is very fixed. So we talked about the third line last week, which is actually very mutable and changeable, and they are very adaptable. The fourth line is not like that. They are very fixed in their message, and they will change their network before they will change their message. So they are definitely deeply and grounded in their message, and they are very deeply influential with their message as they're waiting for the right opportunities to share them with the right people. The quality of their life is in direct proportion to the quality of their networks. So if you have a fourth line, especially in your profile, really nurturing, creating, managing your networks and growing your networks is really, really important. And on that note, it actually serendipitously and divinely timing-wise happened that even though I'm not a fourth line in my profile, I get to share an exciting announcement with you today. And that is that I started a brand new Instagram account specifically around human design so that I can connect with you. Podcasting can be such a one-sided conversation. Podcasts appear on so many different platforms, so it's really hard to connect with your audience. And I do really want to connect with you guys. And so I created this Instagram account, and the handle is at HD Vanessa Naja. The HD is for human design, so at HD Vanessa Naja, so that I can connect with you specifically around this podcast, and we can turn this one-sided conversation into a two-sided conversation. In addition to sharing daily tips, inspirations, and insights about human design on this Instagram account, I'm also going to be posting episode highlights for every episode, and I would love it if you follow me over there and join in on the conversation. Comment on those episodes. Let me know your ahas, your insights, any questions that you might have. And you can also direct message me over there for anything that you might want to share with me specifically that you do not feel comfortable sharing on a public post. So again, the handle for that is at HD Vanessa Naja. I will leave a link in the show notes, and I cannot wait to hear from you. And I'm super, super excited that we get to connect in this way. Now let's get back to the episode. The networker, the influencer, the opportunist, that fourth line, remember, they receive their opportunities through their networks. This is why it's called the opportunist in traditional human design. And you might really understand and perceive yourself as somebody that receives their opportunities through people that they know. If you have a fourth line in your design, just think back about, a lot of the good things that came to you in life. How did they come to you? I personally have a great example of this. So my partner is a fourth line profile. I am not. And we met through an introduction of a friend. We both got invited to the same event by a mutual friend, and that's where we were introduced, and that's how we connected. So that is very much a fourth line way of meeting people. You are also willing to step aside and let other people take the spotlight. You allow others to step up to the plate, which is a really beautiful and brilliant quality of the fourth line. Fourth lines do really crave stability. They do not like change. They do not like when they don't know what's coming next. They're very foundational. They build their security and their foundation through their networks, through their relationships. They are very fixed in their message. They like to know what's coming up. They like to prepare and really be grounded in those relationships with others. So let's see if there's anything else that I wanted to make sure to share with you. Yes, they are driven to build a foundation that they can grow on. They build that foundation through their networks. Oh, this one is really important. So even though fourth lines are very friendly, gregarious, outgoing, people tend to be drawn to them and like really love them. However, they can suffer people fatigue. They do need alone time. After they have spent their time with their network, they have externalized their message and the way that they are designed to do to the right people in their network, they need to take that alone time to be with themselves, to recover from all of that socialness. So again, people fatigue. Taking time alone is super important to prevent burnout. They also can carry a fear of rejection because it is such a social line. And because their relationships and networks are so important, there is that underlying fear of rejection. Fourth lines can do really well in human resources in their career because they're so influential with their networks, and they can bring people into communities, into businesses, based on the connections that they have established. All right, so that is it about the fourth line. I would love to hear your thoughts, your comments, your questions. Please hop on over to Instagram at HT Vanessa Naja and let me know what you thought and what you want to ask. And I will see you in the next episode. If you want to dive deeper, I invite you to get a free human design mini reading report at vanessanaja.com/free-mini-reading. Or book a human design reading with me. Links are in the show notes. That's it for today's episode. I know your time is important, and I'm so grateful you chose to spend it with me. It would mean the world to me if you engage with the episode by liking, subscribing, commenting, and letting me know any questions you have or what else you'd like to learn about. And the absolute best compliment is if you share with someone you think will benefit. It really helps me spread the message. Love and blessings to you.